Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles B. Blazer, Managing Editor, and joining me is Professor Ephraim Inbar, President of the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security. Thank you very much for being with me.
My pleasure.
The topic, Prime Minister Netanyahu's apparent shift to the right, saying there will be no Palestinian state as people have conceived it in the past, and vowing to annex parts of the West Bank if he is re-elected on Tuesday. Normally this would be construed as campaign rhetoric, but Netanyahu has shared his positions with President Trump. First, Professor Inbar, what do you think of the statements themselves on their surface?
Well, I think that Netanyahu made clear also in the past that in his opinion there shouldn't be a Palestinian state, but he used the term Palestinian state minus some kind of extended autonomy. So such a statement should not surprise us. About trying to annex areas, this is something new. He was in the past careful, and I think that after the elections, we'll see the same Netanyahu, very cautious. This will be probably remembered as election rhetoric.
Okay, so you don't take his comments necessarily on face value then?
No, I think that it's quite clear that at this stage in the election campaign, he wants to convince as many possible people, particularly on the right, that Likud deserves their vote, and this is why he made those statements.
And what about the fact that he conveyed his positions to President Trump? Is that not significant? Does that not suggest that there is some truth to behind what he's saying?
Well, you always have to take with a grain of salt, you know, what politicians are saying. I think that Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Trump have long discussions. They raise many issues, and it could be one of those issues that he raised, trying to test President Trump's position, particularly before he devised the deal of the century. President Trump hopes to bring peace between Palestinians and Israelis.
And based on that fact, for most Israelis, for example, dividing Jerusalem is a non-starter. The return of Palestinian refugees is a non-starter. Giving up the entirety of the West Bank is a non-starter. What on earth could President Trump offer to even get the sides back to the negotiating table?
This is a big mystery. We have to wait patiently to see what he offers. I think that the American administration has not internalized yet that any peace plan they are going to offer is going to be rejected by the Palestinians. They still hope that some kind of offer with economic sweeteners will bring the Palestinians to the negotiating table. I think this is an illusion, and we'll have to see what happens to the American administration after there will be disillusion.
I'm speaking to Professor Inbar, President of the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security. My last question for you is, do you think that whether Netanyahu is re-elected on Tuesday, that to some degree he will play ball because he's cognizant of the fact that the Palestinians will reject the peace offer?
I think that any government in Israel, be it headed by Netanyahu or by Gantz, will say yes, Trump plan. And obviously they'll register some of their reservations. But the answer will be yes, understanding that it's very important to keep good relationship with the American administration. I want to remind the audience that Netanyahu even said yes to the Obama Kerry plan, which was eventually rejected by the Palestinians. So it's obvious that a much better plan from an Israeli point of view, the one that we are expecting to see from Trump, will not be rejected by an Israeli government.
Professor Ephraim Inbar, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I very much appreciate your time.
You are welcome.
I'm Charles B. Blazer, signing off.